If there were no worldwide manhunt for Osama bin Laden, no mystery of the anthrax letters, if the FBI were still in the honorable, if quaint, pursuit of old-fashioned bad guys, then Whitey Bulger might be a household name beyond the confines of his native Massachusetts. Bulger, who is 73, is charged with 19 murders. He has the odd distinction of being not just a gangster on the lam for 8 years, but also a one-time FBI informant and the brother of a Massachusetts politician who became president of the University of Massachusetts. So it is big news that Whitey Bulger, who was on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, has apparently been spotted. Shelley Murphy of the Boston Globe joins us. Shelley Murphy, who saw Whitey Bulger, where and when?
Well, he was spotted by a British businessman in London walking near Piccadilly Circus on September 10th.
And how did the businessman know that it was Whitey Bulger?
Well, in fact, the businessman had told me in an interview that he met Bulger 8 years ago, before he was a fugitive, when Bulger was traveling in London and was staying at the Meridian Hotel in Piccadilly Square. And that, in fact, the two of them were working out together at the gym in the hotel, shared a drink and a sandwich together afterward, and became rather friendly.
I guess the British businessman does not want to be identified by
That's
name.
That's right. He, other than to say that he's in his 40s and is a father of two young boys and works just outside London.
But he knew at that time when he met Bulger that this guy had a shady past?
Well, it's interesting that when they met, it seems that they struck up a conversation in which Bulger confided that in the past he had served time in Alcatraz for bank robbery. Bulger talked a little bit about his history in Boston, and his name stuck with this man because his name, James Bulger, he had the same name as that little boy who had been murdered tragically in England, back in 93.
Then flash ahead to just this past September.
Well, so the man is walking on September 10th himself on Piccadilly, and he sees a man approaching, and he says as he's about 10 yards away, he sort of gets a look at him, thinks he looks a little familiar. By the time he's about 5 yards away, it clicks. He remembers that this is, in fact, the same American tourist that he had met back 8 years ago. He taps him on the shoulder. "Hey, Jimmy, hi, mate, how you doing?" Bulger apparently looks a little bit startled and says, no, you're mistaken, you have the wrong guy, and walks rather briskly away. Now, the man doesn't think, he thinks it's a little strange, but at that point he says he doesn't even realize that Bulger is a fugitive.
But he goes to the movies.
That's right. Well, what happens is he thinks it's a little odd, but he remembers that Bulger had told him that he had this little bit of a mysterious, criminal past, and he thinks, well, that's a little strange, but he's still convinced that this is who he thinks it is. He's watching a movie, the movie Hannibal, about a week or so later, and on the screen flashes that scene of the Italian police inspector searching the FBI website for the fugitive, fictional character Hannibal, and up pops James Whitey Bulger, and immediately it clicks with this man and says, whoa, that's the guy. And he goes to the FBI website himself and reads for himself that Bulger is indeed a fugitive.
FBI believes it?
FBI thinks it's credible. Now, they've had, hundreds of sightings, and I think the reason they think this one is credible is that they've been able to substantiate that this man did indeed meet James Bulger 8 years ago.
Well, how much effort is the FBI going to try to put into this search for Bulger in, this was several months ago that he was spotted in Piccadilly, so he could be anywhere by now, right?
Well, absolutely. I think the key here is that for the past several months, both the FBI and inspectors from Scotland Yard have been searching for Bulger around London. The FBI says they have been to hotels, gyms, internet cafes. They've gone to department stores and reviewed surveillance videos. Bulger was in fact carrying a shopping bag when he was seen by this British businessman. They've chased on apparently a number of leads, and after several months of covert searching, they've now decided that their best chance of catching him is to go public. Because as you noted in the beginning, he's not a well-known face in Europe, and then they're trying to change that.
Well, Shelley Murphy, thank you very much for talking with us
today.
Thank
you for having me.
Reporter Shelley Murphy of the Boston Globe talking about the sighting in London of James Whitey Bulger.